Yeah, thank you very much for the introduction. It's also a pleasure to be here again, since last year I also gave a talk. It's about hard drives, it's about crashing hard drives, and we just will start off with this beautiful video.
Ideal presents the Ideal 0101 HDP Hard Drive Punch. Did you know that hard drives aren't just installed in PCs and laptops, but also in printers and copiers, which store data from the first time they are used? Once they are no longer needed, simple deletion or overwriting will not completely erase the information. At the push of a button, the Ideal 0101 punches a metal bolt through the hard drive, making it impossible to reuse or reconstruct the drive. The stainless steel insertion slot is easily adjustable with the handy feeder slide to fit standard drive sizes of 2.5 or 3.5 inches. Our innovative Easy Switch control element ensures simple and intuitive operation. The electronically controlled transparent safety shield in the feed opening is part of the SPS safety package, guaranteeing optimum operational safety. The metal punch bolt is exchangeable and made of hardened nickel-plated steel. The quiet, very powerful 640-watt single-phase motor with a twin drive system provides a combination of high performance and durability. After punching, the hard drives are collected in a handy container until they can be disposed of. You can use this innovative machine.
So, is there anybody here who maybe wants to punch or crush a hard drive tonight? Over there. Yeah, please. Come here. So, you have a hard drive with you? You want to crush?
Technically speaking.
I thought you'd provide them. Oh, somebody else over here wants to crush a hard drive. Two. Yes, please come on stage. So, go ahead. Is it here? We just saw how it works. Yes, please. Still working. Oh, just one by one, please. Yes. There you go. Okay, so while Constant is crushing the hard drives, we're gonna check the other videos.
Turn the power off. Pull it out, and let's have a look. Wow, that's what 12,000 pounds of pressure is going to do to your hard drive. Now, don't forget, the NSA does require that you do degauss your hard drive first, totally erase it, then physically destroy it. Now, with SEM, you're getting quality, you're getting durability, and that's what's going to make this machine last a very long time. Thanks for watching. I'm Holly with Mono Machines.
Yeah, so as you can see, there's a whole series of machines, and I'm just going to show a few tonight, which are only dedicated to destroy hard drives. It's really interesting that these machines do exist on such a level.
Bends, folds, and shatters the platters and circuitry of the drive, rendering it unusable. With a large chamber size, the DB6000 can accommodate multiple laptop drives, up to 8 at once, for simultaneous destruction, a throughput of up to 3,600 hard drives per hour. For greater performance and speed, convert to drill-powered mode. Simply remove and stow the handle, attach the supplied bit adapter and cordless drill to power the unit. Besides allowing users to choose between manual or drill-powered mode, The DB6000 is ambidextrous and converts from right-handed to left-handed operation in seconds. The DB6000 offers the reliability and performance you seek in a hard drive destruction device. And the DB6000 requires no electricity, so it can be used anytime, anywhere. Compact, lightweight, and versatile, the DB6000 is perfect for on-site or mobile.
Okay, this goes on forever. There's like these beautiful machines, and I kind of opposed to like brutal destruction, or just the fact that you have that we have machines who are very clean, who have all the safety, but and are compliant with DoD and NSA certificates. So it's all packed in there, and it's very clean, but it's doing this very archaic process of just crashing the drive, because after the lifetime of this drive or of the new device we have, and we have, when you want to get rid of it, like you need actually to destroy the device to be sure that nobody else gets the data on it. And this is like kind of a paradox most people in the consumer world don't think about. And there's a whole other bunch of these devices. I'm going to show a few more. The DB6000 is really beautiful. It also has a brother, a degaussing device. And when it comes to degaussing, well, everybody knows degaussing, right? I mean, it's a very exciting. This is not the right video. That's degaussing. Well, the thing is, degaussing is very boring because you can't see it, right? I mean, there's nothing happening. It's like, again, similar to the other devices, but it's just a crank and you crank it in there and you crank it out there. And then the big question is, and also the problem is, you need to put stickers which said degauss, right? So when the clerk or the staff is coming from the basement with all the stickers on the drives, like, yeah, they're degaussed. Good. Well, you're not sure about it. So what like the really professional companies do, and they go to places like this.
Today I'm here with Liquid Technology's newest hard drive shredding truck. Our independently powered and secure shred truck can pull right up to your door anywhere in the country. Liquid Technology's on-site service is fast and efficient, and by coming on-site, we eliminate any chain of custody and transportation concerns. Every drive's serial number is scanned and documented, and our truck security system records the actual shredding on video. Liquid Technology's shredding is DoD compliant and will guarantee your data is safe and secure. We are also one of the few companies with professional liability insurance to ensure you are always protected. An auditable report is then provided of all the serial numbers of the destroyed drives, as well as a DVD of them being shredded. Our no landfill policy ensures the scrap is reused in an environmentally friendly way. Fast, efficient, DoD compliant, auditable, insured, and environmentally friendly. Liquid Technology is the answer to all of your hard drive shredding needs.
So would you trust them, like, on the chain of bringing out the drives? Shredding is the big thing. So, but me, for example, like, trusting, yeah, would you trust them? Because there's people like me going to recycling, just getting a box full of 100 old hard drives I made art with. And there's like this whole question, how to get rid of data, how to make it properly, there's different solutions. A few more, the manual punch system, hard disk terminator, and you all can see the price range is between like $1,500 up to $8,000. These machines like they're quite costly. This is a very manual process too. I like it. It's a like a press. You punch it in there, and it's a terminator, right? So, where do we know this picture from? Another short video. It should be.
the disks in my office.
So this is our friend destroying the Skynet computer, or the processor, right? It all started very early back then. For example, the SEM sledgehammer manual hard drive is another crusher. It's a, yeah, looks like a press, right? Like an Arbor press somehow. It's $1,000. Then you go to customers also view this item, and you get a Grizzly Arbor press for $83. It's interesting, right? So there's a market for these machines, but also a quite small market, and they take advantage of that, especially with these like DoD compliant stuff. There's a bunch of nice manual kits. This is another NSA compliant kit for $750. It's they promise you 30 to 50 drives per hour with a set like this. Well, there's a magnet within there, but I have the same tools downstairs in the C-base area, and we're gonna do workshops tomorrow, so you can prove how fast you, or if you manage to destroy 50 hard drives in an hour. And of course, like all the best methods you find on YouTube, right? So this was all the professional stuff, but the most beautiful methods are all together on YouTube.
Andy Dandy Hammer.
Echo. We have to go ahead and put this down for a second. It's a little bit hard. We can break the point. This one happened
Yeah, so there's all these versions. And you can tell, I mean, in opposition to the professional models here, it's all about, also a lot about the joy of destroying something, and there's the human temper coming in. A very common and the most well-known method is the classic hammer. It's also known as the Sebastian Idati method. Something he tried, right? It didn't really help him much. And very often, people like to open drives and have the drive running and then starting to fiddle with the disk with the platter in there. There's also artists making great artworks. Oh, wait. I'm mixing. No. I'm mixing up things here. Okay. Where's that video is not existing? Okay. This guy. Well, he's like really doing a nice painting on the disk. I should have checked the movies. You can drill the disk. The disk drilling is a bit of a problem because when you do like a really clean drill in there and the disk is not bending, you still can read on there. So it really needs some force and deforming of the platter. There's a nice machine downstairs. I haven't seen it in action yet, and I'm very interested to see also like crushing hard drives with this object in the foyer. And there's all kinds of systems, like methods. People, this is a nice, beautiful way. You pour a lot of salt and water, and then you have to put your hard drive in there for a few months, so it will corrode. Shooting hard drives, of course, is a very typical thing. I think they shoot everything. And then also destroying hardware and destroying hard drives in nature. There's some very famous examples of having destruction in nature. If we go quickly. So this is not actually a hard drive, but maybe that printer has a hard drive. Right?
Back up in your ass with the resurrection. Is the group harder than an erection that shows no affection? They want to ban us on Capitol Hill.
All along it was a ghetto, nothing but the ghetto. Taking short steps, one foot at a time, and kept my head low. And never let go, cause if I let go, then I'd be spineless, I'm going insane.
I think my mind just goes out of control and touch on subjects, motherfuckers, freedom. I touch on the shit that they believe.
Okay, so you wanna, if you haven't seen that movie, you definitely wanna watch Office Space. Yeah, and then there's people. Who really want to know like how to actually like really destroy the drive? Frank Rieger and friends from the hackerspace Raumfahrtlabor made a series of experiments and took their old drives out also in nature and built an oven to melt the platters with thermite, which is usually used to weld. To wild tracks or like to, yeah, you can ask Frank all about it. I hope like he will have time tomorrow for the workshop to discuss all these options. And this is a very, very effective method for sure. It's like, it's like 4,000 degrees or 6,000, or it's like really hot and you don't want to put your fingers in there. And also the result of such an experiment is very beautiful. This kind of looks like a meteor or something. I was thinking like maybe the meteors coming down onto Earth are like carrying data. And then I made my own experiments. The ClampIt 500 is my invention. So I went to a DIY store and got a clamp and did some modifications, some grinding. I wonder, like, for how much I could sell it, actually. And yeah, it's quite effective. It's like you might be able to do up to 200 drives an hour. But also, like, yeah, to be honest, like, you don't get through the whole thing. So, but there will be some improvement. I'm sure I will be able to punch the whole thing. So tomorrow afternoon, between 2 and 4, there'll be a workshop, and the machine is going to be around the next day, too. And just, I would love for everybody who's interested to, like, discuss and brainstorm about other options, like fun options and also serious options. If there's people who want to recover data, that's also very interesting. I know there's companies, and there's a lot of money involved. There's a good friend, Sebastian Schmieck and Johannes P. Osterhoff. They managed to get actual shredded hard drives from a Google data center they had connection to. So it's also an interesting way of saying hello to your own files, kind of. And of course, I mean, these companies do everything in-house, right? They don't send them to the recycle yard. In my own work, I like very much to discuss that whole relation from how we live in digital and analog work at the same time and what happens when things from digital come back to physical space and how we kind of world has changed over the years. I had a recent show in Berlin, solo show, mostly about first-person view and like the old first-person shooters and how this kind of manifests the moment we entered digital space in a way, and or cyberspace. And today we already live in cyberspace, but it's not called like that, and it doesn't feel like it always was promised to. So in that show, I also had this hard drive crusher, and at the opening, visitors were invited to bring their hard drives and to crush them as a performance sculpture installation piece. Yeah, and it's a lot of fun to do it. And connected to this opening performance, there was an installation in the back, which and you already saw in the video a little bit. is referring to this incident last year at The Guardian, where The Guardian was forced to destroy the computer with the hard drives with the Snowden files on them. And we're going to watch that really important clip.
The paper, which had other copies of the Snowden files overseas, agreed to take an angle grinder to the computer while the intelligence agents watched.
The state decrees has been enough debate. We'll stop that and decided to, in order to stop us reporting from London.
Difficult to imagine a scenario in which that would be appropriate.
The serious and that the destruction of these computers was not going to stop reporting.
Yeah, so this is really kind of the most important destruction video, and it creeps you out very much because of just, yeah, the fact they try, or the symbolic act of forcing the newspaper to do that. And they knew and they were told, and we all know it's not possible to destroy these files. And this is also something which is interesting just to think about, that, it's not possible. Like, on one hand, once something is uploaded to the internet, like these leaks come out, there's no way to delete these files, to get it out anymore. And at the same, on the same time, data storage systems always were like very vulnerable. Like I lost a lot of data in my like career of in art school and a different, and when a laptop gets stolen. But we kind of enter the moment where, things going in the cloud, and there's other questions coming. So leaks is a big thing, of course. The question is really it's kind of tempting to believe everything will be there forever. And these leaks are kind of, have changed a lot over the past years. And once the data is out there, it can't go back. Also to think about the data loss, which is then the opposite side. And this is something we don't think about so much. So now we rely on all these services and technologies. But the question is, what happens when it's gone? And a lot of stuff is gone. I recommend very much this documentary about the Internet Archive and all these people working in that field, because a lot of stuff is generated every second, but a lot of stuff is lost too. And like, when you think 1,000 years ahead, nothing will be left from this era, right? Or 100 years maybe, unless it goes into like a meteor somewhere. And so these people like do a great job on thinking about preserving stuff which disappears all the time. And then control over data. And that's like the big discussion here too. I mean, obviously data moves to the cloud and the consumer data. And the question is, will there be hard drives in the future, right? I mean, or is it, I have that vision of maybe this, it's not allowed anymore to have a hard drive at some point because you have actually access to it. So I want to refer and quote Olya Lialina, who gave a talk last year about the user rights she's collecting on her website, and the right to own data, the right to physical access, the right to delete and destroy, the right to own hard drives. I mean, it's just a question, right? But it's obviously, I mean, probably this is not coming soon, but just the fact that most users, all the new devices have like direct cloud access, and at some point the drive itself is not really important anymore. That was my talk. Thank you very much.
Wow, that was amazing. Thank you for your talk. I'm sorry, I'm afraid we don't have any more time for Q&A. We just have 1.5 minutes left, so thank you very much.
Yeah,
enjoy.
You're welcome.
And yeah, have fun with the next talk.